Welcome to the STC Foundations podcast. This year, as part of our GROW project, we're focusing on the Book of Acts and the New Testament letters. If this podcast is a help to you, why not pass the link on?
Hello, it's great to be with you again today. Welcome to Tuesday's Foundations podcast. This week, as we're continuing to journey through Ephesians, we're asking, in these challenging and seemingly uncertain times that we live in, how can we have hope and how can we share that hope with others? I wonder if you've asked your friends or family members who don't know Jesus, how would you describe the church? I wonder which words they'd use, what images might come to mind. As a youth worker here at STC, I've asked our young people that same question. I've had all sorts of answers, ranging from the really positive ones like a place of love, friendship, belonging, to the not so good, boring, irrelevant or weird. And for the record, I would just like to point out these young people aren't describing our church here at STC. Do hold off on that P45. But it's interesting, isn't it? I've asked the question about church a lot, and yet I've never once heard the word hope used. And yet it seems that as we look at these passages from Ephesians, my goodness, we should be the number one place where people experience and know that there is hope. Why? Well, let's listen to Paul's words in verse 22 from today's reading. And in him, you two are being built together to become a dwelling in which God lives by his Spirit. The Message paraphrase describes the church like this: the place where God is building a home. This might not be everyone's experience, I know, but I really love coming home. As I reach the door at the end of a working day and I rattle my keys in the lock, I often hear the sudden pitter-patter of feet and my children, Naomi and Isaac, inside the house shout excitedly, "Daddy's home!" And I open the door and I'm often greeted by hugs and kisses, often before I've even had time to get my boots or coat off. I've done none of the parenting really that day, but I receive all the adoration I can get, and I love it. And as the famous saying goes, there really is no place like home. The home, our home, is often a place of great significance for us. For many, it's a place of comfort, a place of safety. It's where we belong, a place of refuge, of rest, a place where we can be real, a place where we laugh and where we cry, a place where we party, and maybe even where we work and study. It's where life happens. It's the place we want to be. There really is no place like home. And yet we also know that that's not always people's experience of home. Home is or was a place of anger, of stress, of worry, pain or struggle. For some, a place of sorrow, or a place of loneliness, a place where we didn't feel like we belonged, or a place where we couldn't wait to leave. And yet Paul is saying this in today's passage: whatever our experience of home, good or bad, there is a place, a new people, a new community, where we can find ourselves totally at home, and that's in God's church, with his people. Why? Because that is where God is. Verse 22, and in him you two are being built together to become a dwelling in which God lives by his Spirit. We are part of something much bigger and more beautiful than we could ever imagine. We're the church. And the New Testament gives us all sorts of different pictures and analogies of what the church is. But here's the reason for us to have hope this day: because we carry the one who is hope. God literally dwells in us, the church. As Paul writes in Colossians, Christ in us, the hope of glory. That's the place where God has chosen to make his home. And as we heard yesterday, we, the church, are a hope-filled people. And God so desires that we be a people who share that hope that we have found in him with others. Who, in these challenging times when others are complaining about yet another election, yet another scandal, yet another funding cut, those who are struggling with yet more relationship heartache, yet more problems with health, yet more worry about their futures, their kids, their jobs. God so desires that we be the ones who carry his presence into those places, those situations with those people and say, come and see where I find hope. Come and see where I feel like I belong. Come see the place where I truly can be real, can be loved, can be cared for, can be encouraged, can be lifted up. Come and see the place where I call home. Paul paints in Ephesians here a beautiful picture of a new united community that God's building. His church, his home, a people and a place of hope. Today, let's ask God to fill us, to fill our communities, our churches again with his hope. And let's be a people who, through how we live today, say to others, there is a place where you are welcome, where you can know this hope too. Come and check out my church this Advent, this Christmas. Here's an invite. Let's pray. God, thank you that you have made your home in us. Oh, what an incredible truth that is. And we pray, come Holy Spirit, fill my life afresh today. Fill your church with hope this day, God, and help us to be that hope and call others to know that hope through the way in which we live for you this day. Amen. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 17 to 22. He came and preached peace to you who were far away, and peace to those who were near. For through him we both have access to the Father by one Spirit. Consequently, you are no longer foreigners and strangers, but fellow citizens with God's people, and also members of his household, built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, with Christ Jesus himself as the chief cornerstone. In him the whole building is joined together and rises to become a holy temple in the Lord. And in him you too are being built together to become a dwelling in which God lives by his Spirit. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
I love you, Lord. Oh, your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hands. From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, I will sing of the goodness of God. All my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God. I love your voice. You have led me through the fire. In darkest nights, you are close like no other. I've known you as a father. I've known you as a friend, and I have lived in the goodness of God. All my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so, so good. God, your goodness is running after surrender now. I give you everything. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. God, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. I will sing of the goodness of God.